Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know a Christian brother was talking about one time God gave him a $15,000 dog. Yeah. You never heard so much clamor among fellow preachers and other people. Oh. That ain't right. He could have, sold that dog and sent that money to the missionary. Well, so could you. You could have sold Fido and put your $5 in there. The principle is the same. Listen to me now. People who say that, they could have put that money in his ministry. Every time you hear that, note hypocrite. Every time you hear that, there's somebody in the Bible who said that very thing. That could have been sold and given to the poor. Who said that? Judas Iscariot. And the Bible said he said it not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. He wanted that in his pocket. And you notice, I don't care who they are, people who talk like that, they're hypocrites. Had a fellow trying to tell me the same thing one time. My brother had a $10,000 watch. Oh, it made him so mad, upset him so bad. He said he could have sold that. I said, you could sell yours. Have you sold yours and put it in? Well, no, it ain't worth anything, but his is worth. His doesn't matter. He could do with what he has. You can only do with what you have. Oh, they could do. Yeah, and you could sow one of your loaves of bread and get by on the other. They don't need no. See, people are hypocrites who talk like this. They are not doing what they are saying other people should be doing. They're a hypocrite. And some are like Judas, thieves. Their big problem was it, they want it. That's why they're so upset. But anyway, this guy was saying, what does that preacher need that for? What does he do with that? I said, well, what does anybody do with one? Why do they make them? Because people want to fly. They want to fly from point A to point B. Saves all kind of time. Don't wear you out. That's why whiskey companies have them. That's why owners of pornographic magazines have them. That's why people at, large companies and small and all, that's why they have them. And I suppose that's why believers would have them too, because they want to fly from one place to the other. And the brother that knew us, it upset him. This other skin, he kind of snarled. I said, no, that's all right. He said, well, why did he say that? I said, well, he doesn't see the value of what we do. He doesn't do what we do, so he's really completely ignorant of this whole thing. But the problem, if it was just him, it'd be one thing. But there are millions of Christians who believe like that. Christians. Because they don't believe this. They believe the good of the land is for somebody else. The best stuff, the nicest stuff, the most expensive stuff is for somebody else. And now listen to me. The goodness of God is too much for them to believe. He is so good, they don't believe it. It's easier for them to believe he doesn't really want them to have much. They balk and they choke on his great goodness. It takes faith to believe it and receive it. And you know your own failures and mistakes and sins, so it takes faith to believe that after all the junk you've done, God still wants you. To enjoy that level of goodness, it takes faith to believe the love, and it takes faith to believe the goodness. Are you with me on this? Now, what I've just said is maybe bigger than you know. We got to camp on this. We got to get this inside of us. We must believe the love of God. We must believe the goodness of God to us. If you're willing and obedient, what'd the Lord say? So is it his will? Now, of course, if you're going to disobey him and you're not willing to do anything he says, then he didn't tell you you're going to enjoy the good of the land. Right? He told you you'd be destroyed in the very next verse. So you got to qualify. But if you'll be willing and obedient, does God want you to have sinners wore out stuff? Huh? Does he want your major goal in life to show everybody how much money you can save by, you know, running tires until there's one tread left? Running your wiper blades until both ends are flapping. Somebody says, well, you didn't change it. Oh, that's got good wipes left in it. Rinsing out the shampoo bottle 5 times because, well, it's got a little, I think I can get enough to get a lather. People glory in this. No, they have deceived themselves into thinking this is really what a good Christian is. Somebody who can save money. What is the Great Commission? Stay at home and save that money. Huh? Don't go too big. Don't go too far. Save that money. Well, is that a major directive in the work of God? Did he keep telling us, save that money, save that money? Oh, watch out, watch out. Don't spend too much. Save that money. No. That is fear-based. Fear that you're going to run out. Fear that you might not have enough. Fear that God might not come through in time. You might run out, so we better squeeze this thing as long as she'll run. Now, I grew up poor, so I know from whence I speak. It's a mentality, and it's ingrained in you. And it takes some major word of God over a prolonged period of time, plus a willing heart to change. And even after you've changed and changed and changed for decades, you'll see some more of the ugly, stinking, tight, poverty junk. And you got to despise it. And you got to go, whoa, now wait a minute. That ain't God. God ain't that way. God is a too much. God, he's a big God. He's a God of abundance, overflowing, excess. He never taught you to be tight and squeaky and watch every penny. That's the opposite of what he taught us to be and do. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The liberal soul shall be made fat. The scripture said. Said out loud, God's a good God. He's a big God. Hallelujah. He's a too much, abundant, overflowing, good God. Now go with me, if you would, back in the Old Testament here, reminding ourselves how God is, how he's always been. In Deuteronomy, the first chapter. Why do people faint? Why do they give up? Why do they quit? They don't believe what? They don't believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to God. Hearts are being changed tonight. I'm telling you, things are changing that you can't see. And it's going to mean lives are going to be different. You won't see it all tomorrow or the next day, but you just watch as things unfold. You'll just have a different life. You'll wind up in a different place. Stinginess is bondage. I said it's bondage. And it hurts people all around you. People right and left are putting money ahead of their family. They're putting stuff ahead of their relations. They're sacrificing relationships and friends over nothing amounts. It's happening every day here in Branson. And it ought not be. I said it ought not be. Deuteronomy 1. God delivered his people out of the world system, out of bondage. And what did he tell them in getting them out of there? Did he have a plan?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Has he got somewhere for them to go?
Yes.
And what kind of place is it?
Good.
If you had to pick one word,
good.
What kind of place has God already? He said that he had looked throughout the earth and he picked out a spot for them. Notice in Deuteronomy 1 and 23 is talking about when they went in and searched out and spied out the land. Verse 24, they came back in the valley of Eshcol. You know, that's where they found those big grapes.
Yeah.
Took two men to haul a cluster of grapes on a pole. Now that's major grapes. What kind of land would produce some kind of grapes?
Yeah.
Good soil. Good climate, good rainfall, good. And they came bringing those in. In verse 25, they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and they brought it down to us and they brought us word again and they said, it is a good land which the Lord our God does give us. What kind of land?
Good.
It's a good. Does this mean anything to us? Does this have any bearing on us or application to us? The Bible tells us that we are to give heed to what was spoken to them because everything that happened to them was a type and an example to us for today. This is a type of our life today. Does God have a good land for us today? Does he?
Yes,
he does. But now look at the very next verse. It's kind of sad. What did it say? Notwithstanding, or but you would not go up. Couldn't go up? Nah, you wouldn't. But you did what? Rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. Now let's just stop here. Why would you do that? Good land. It's right there. Why would you rebel against the Lord?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me